T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The station, WTIC News Talk 1080. So, yeah, I never stopped talking about this thing. And when I went for the first time, I was kind of like, whoa, this is great. Because, you know, you go in, you figure, you know, it's amateurs, and you figure, well, you know, it'll probably be okay. But then you go into that magnificent church. And then, you know, it's amazing how the show comes together. And the music, Jack, is freaking insane. It's nuts. I mean, the fact of the matter is, and you're up in the loft. I said I didn't recognize you because, you know, I'm below you down here in the seats. But it's just, and that's the Asylum Hill Choir?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Get to hear them every week if you come to
people
church.
People ought to go there every week. You really should. Well, your minister's pretty good over there.
Yes, she is.
Well, okay. Well, see, then there you are. That's another reason to go. Right now, we're talking about something that goes back, let me get Bill on here. Bill Grigsby is the guy in Kansas City, forget it, did the Chiefs play-by-play. Jim Grigsby is chair of the Boar's Head Festival, and it comes up January 10th. But how many years has it been now, Jim?
Well, Ray, it's been 53 years, and we don't have Joe with us this morning, but I want to share with him. We started the same year as the Super Bowl, 53 years ago.
Okay.
So we do 5 performances. We get 4,000 people that attend this every year.
You could get more if you really had the room.
Well, we put an addition on.
Okay, so, okay.
Yeah, it takes over 300 people to put this show on, mostly church members.
Really?
Well over 100 in magnificent medieval costumes. Lots of animals.
I saw the camel.
You saw the horse come down the aisle, and the camel, and the llama, and the donkey, and the chuck.
Wasn't Mary on the donkey?
She wasn't on it, but she was walking alongside.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a break. Okay.
So, yeah, we had lots of animals, and a 14-foot angel
that's pretty impressive.
That scares the shepherds. Appropriately.
See, that's why I've got to come again this year, because there's some things, you know, it's overwhelming is really what it is. And the fact is, you go to this thing, and between the music and the setting and the stagecraft and everything else, you really get just sucked into this thing. It's what is it, about a 90-minute show?
Yes. About a 90-minute show, but there's a pre-show as you come in.
That's right.
And then there's the Lord Mayor show, and we've got mimes and jugglers and stilt walkers and all kind of things in the aisles. There's entertainment even before the show begins.
Let's get into the history, because I remember you telling me the story last year. But, like, for example, how did it start, I guess, is the thing I'd ask.
Well, it started with an idea. Let's do something around Christmas time. Along these lines, we'll have a medieval festival. So they got some bathrobes together.
It was bathrobe. See, that's the great thing.
I don't know. It was pretty amateurish at first. And then they said, well, this was so well received. Let's do it again. So 53 years later, we're doing it again.
Wow.
Like with most church things, when something is successful, let's do it again.
Of course you do it again.
Yes.
Absolutely. And how many people are in the choir, by the way? And it's not just the choir. You've got backup instruments. You've got orchestral arrangements. It's pretty cool that way.
Yeah, there's about 45 singers in the choir. There's a professional brass and percussionist that come who are... Most of them have also been playing this festival for numerous years. They look forward to getting booked for it every year. Wonderful people to work with.
I was talking about this earlier this morning, but a lot of people think Christmas is a countdown. It's actually a count up. So the first day of Christmas is Christmas, and then you go all the way to Epiphany. Mm-hmm. And that they're your 12 days. Mm-hmm. So this is really very traditional. I mean, you know.
Well, we extend the Christmas season.
We should.
This year it's the second weekend in January, 10th, 11th, and 12th. So another 2 weeks of Christmas. Why not?
And there's plenty of parking down the street. No problem whatsoever.
Parking's very, very convenient. Right outside the door.
Yeah, and it's a nice walk, and it's a wonderful thing to do.
And I'm in charge of weather this year. The weather will
be
fine.
What are you going to get?
Really nice sunny weather.
How has that church been there, by the way?
1865.
Wow. I mean, it shows it in a lot of ways, but in a good way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really just anything else you guys want to throw in there? Because, you know, there are lighting effects. There are all kinds of things that go on.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that everyone knows how to access us. We've sold about half the tickets already, but there's still a lot of good seats.
Get going,
people. Still a lot of good seats. We have handicap seating. We have sign language interpretation on the Sunday. That's on the 12th. Kids love this show. Now we can't take kids
under four.
Under age four because there's just animals and all kind of things going on in the aisles. So just want to make sure that everyone knows how to get the tickets. You can go to our website, ahcc.org/festival. Takes you right to the spot. Or there's a phone number, 860-278-0785. How'd I do with that?
You did a good job. You could do this. You have a nice voice. You could be Bill Grigsby if you wanted to be. So, I mean, but the thing is, it's like just basically what we're talking about is we're talking about a number of things going on. One, the story of the nativity. But we're also talking about the Middle Ages, medieval times. So you're kind of mixing stories in here. It's kind of cool.
Well, the story builds. Jack has a great way of expressing how the story develops.
Yeah, this medieval manor is what we sort of imagine the church space to be as people walk in.
Almost.
And they see the pageantry. They see the different class levels of kings and queens and servants entering. And then as things progress and they turn from the secular to the sacred and the retelling of the Christmas story, it sort of turns the class system on its head. And so people who had been bowing to the king and queen early in the show, now the king and queen bow to the
new savior,
the new Christ child.
Wow. So basically it's a story within a story.
Yes.
In a sense. The story, the overall what?
It just shows us that there's hope in this world after all.
Well, you know what? And you walk out of there seriously, and you know up there in Asylum Hill, and come out of this beautiful venue, and you go to get your car, and da da da. I hope it's warm, and you go over there, and you do come out. I mean, it seriously stays with you mm-hmm. for quite a while. And it's just, it truly is magic in a lot of ways.
It's wonderful to hear how people talk about this years after having seen it. And one thing I would even say to those people who, oh yeah, I saw the show like 10, 15 years ago, come back. Because
well,
there's always something
now,
new.
Jack? How's it different?
Well, you know, the last couple of years, we've definitely added some new things, including the student on horseback with the knighting ceremony. There is a new component this year coming into play during the first half of the show with a solo dancer. I don't want to give anything away, but it's going to be wonderful.
And the thing is, even though you're sitting in the pews, I mean, the fact of the matter is, you're kind of into the action. Because a lot of it comes down the aisles, it just comes right at you.
Right.
It's really kind of cool.
It goes right past you. Ray, really, we appreciate your personal support. You're one of our biggest fans.
I love it. Seriously, guys, and I wouldn't do this unless I really believed it. But, I mean, if you go to this thing, you won't forget it. And like I say, the music itself, I mean, you could just do a concert, and I'd be perfectly happy. But this just, I'm not saying anything bad here, Jim. But, I mean, the fact is that just adds to it. And it enriches it. I was very impressed. I truly was.
Oh, you know, it's a great experience for our church members too. 300 of them. They spend the entire weekend together, and it's in all ages. And then we're all backstage and having our sandwiches and playing games and just spending the entire weekend together as a church family. That's what we get out.
Well, that's
of it
a
too.
Great thing.
Yeah.
This is wonderful, guys. If you get a chance, please do. Once again, if one wants to order tickets, and about half of them are gone. Mm-hmm. And generally, they're pretty well gone. Got a little time yet, but go. When do you do it? What is it? Asylum Hill?
ahcc.org/festival.
That's not hard.
Or 860-278-0785.
And the only thing we'll say, it's great for the kids. The kids will love it. Mm-hmm. They'll probably want to get into theater themselves or theology, one of the two. But the other thing is, but under four, because they can't, you know.
Right, right. We do have to say that.
I know. That was really cool. The camel came right by me. I think I had a donkey go by, too. I'm pretty sure I had a couple things.
Oh, yeah.
They
all went right by you. I know who you were sitting.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Camels, donkey, llamas.
Lions, tigers, bears. It's all there.
Well, and then there's that 14-foot angel that's really a puppet that's operated by five puppeteers that's very lifelike.
Guys, it's seriously, if you just once, and then I think you'll probably want to go again, because I know I'm going again. It does just totally get, and you know, the thing is, you think, okay, Christmas is over, so, you know, now New Year's, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, the fact is, it kind of keeps the spirit going, which I really like.
Exactly.
It's a nice little thing. There's a lot to the story.
Many of us don't take down our Christmas decorations until this is done.
Well, I've got a fake tree. I leave mine up till July.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.